One time, ladies and gentlemen, we are live and direct.
Hey, this is Wade.
And this is DJ CJ. We're the hosts of Discarded Radio.
Here in Vancouver.
Here are a new take on the 30-year legacy of Discarded Magazine, your Vancouver indie music monthly. Featuring hot local bands, live interviews, and good times.
Yeah!
Tune in every Tuesday from 5 to 6 for your weekly dose of what's happening in print, on stage, and live on the airwaves. It's Discorder Radio.
Discorder.
On CITR.
CITO.
CITR.
101.9 FM.
101.9 FM in Vancouver.
It's 5 o'clock Tuesday. It's time for Discorder Radio. Happy December. It's December number 2, or December the 2nd. That was my attempt at a segue for the fact that in 2 days' time, it is the Discorder fundraiser and launch party happening at the Hindenburg, the same venue that Shindig will be tonight. We're going to talk about that in the show and so much more. A show that's sure to be full of value. Speaking of which, here's a band that's playing tomorrow night, opening up for the Monophonics at the Fortune Sound Club. This is The Valuables with When the Chips Are Down. Discorder Radio, CITR. Vancouver's own The Valuables, When the Chips Are Down, feeling funky. Kick it off today in Discorder Radio. Once again, happy December. Happy December, my fellow Discordarians.
Happy December.
Happy Jan-Sember issue.
This is true. The Jan-Sember issue, a.k.a. Decemberary, will be available in less than 2 days' time, in conjunction with our Discorder fundraiser and launch party. Otherwise, it of course, would have been ready on time, but we wanted to build up some excitement for the big launch on this Thursday night at the Hindenburg.
Of course.
Everybody's favorite venue, the Hindenburg. We will be, I at least will be at the Hindenburg twice in the next 55 hours, most likely.
Wow. You should just stay there.
You think so?
From tonight until Thursday.
Just hang out. They do have, you know, it used to be a bit of a sex club back in the day, Club 23.
It's still a dungeon. It still has a dungeon in it. You can still be in that room.
Yeah. So I suppose I could get find a comfy little nook in that back room.
A red leather couch back there.
Yeah. Ooh. Yes. Morgan Yee, if you're listening, we know you're very intrigued about what goes down at Hindenburg. If you look on the Discorder fundraiser Facebook page, Morgan is asking about the specifics about this.
She'll be disappointed when she gets
there. Okay. Tonight is Shindig number 7 at the Hindenburg. We're going to talk about that later in the show. But yeah, we're already pumped for this thing on Thursday. We've already seen about 150 confirmed yes on Facebook.
Mm-hmm. I hope everyone else is just trying to be fashionable and not respond, but is planning to go.
Well, if you're going to be fashionably late, you're going to pay a little bit of extra money because it's $5 to get in before 10, which is an awesome value because you get four bands. Mm-hmm. Otherwise, $10 after 5. But a great lineup, which includes Other Jesus, Skinny Kids, Rec Center, and the band that, courtesy of your little handy-dandy work, has been added to the bill as a late addition.
We got Zen Mystery Fog, who is going to be starting off the night around 9:30, I think. So it's not on the posters, but you heard it here, probably third if you've been paying attention to the Facebook page, or second or third, that Zen Mystery Fog will be playing on Thursday as well.
Awesome. It's going to be a great night. Myself, yourself, Liz, we're going to be sort of sharing the MC duties.
We certainly
will. Along with Matt Muse and DJ CJ, you guys may, after a couple of drinks, come on stage, say hello.
Might be around.
A couple of drinks.
Okay.
A couple of appearances.
They'll be there if you want to see them.
Nice. Well, it's going to be a great night. For more information, check out the Facebook page or check out our own Facebook page where I believe we've just linked to the event as well. So why don't we play a couple of those bands who we're going to be hearing from this Thursday night. Let's start it off right now with the band that will be here it is. This is breaking news on Discorder Radio. The brand new cover band for the Jan-Sember issue is going to be these guys, Rec Center, and give them some love because we know you care. This is their track, Like I Care, Rec Center, followed by Zen Mystery Fog, Discorder Radio, CITR. We'll be right back.
Mystery Talk, and you are listening to
Discord Radio.
Yes, you are. Thank you, members of ZMF, Zen Mystery Fog. That was Pale Horse from Zen Mystery Fog, who were just added to the bill for Thursday night. Busy, busy band. They played last Tuesday at the Hike Carnival. What's it called again? The Carnival Against the Hikes?
Carnival Against Hikes. It was, yeah, a couple of weeks ago.
Yeah, and that's where you made this connection?
Yes. Yes, it is.
Yeah?
Mm-hmm.
And how did you charm these gentlemen in playing our fundraiser?
I know one of the band members. We used to work together at a summer job. So I just kind of asked if they would be interested because I know they have a connection to Skinny Kids. Mm. And
oh, do they ever?
That Skinny Kids was playing.
Yes.
So, yeah.
Yes. Now, is it a bit of a friendly rivalry between Skinny Kids and ZMF, is it not?
Yeah, they work together, or they have worked together on some new material that's coming up. I think one of the interviews you played last week, they talk a bit about that. Originally, I guess it was a rivalry because Skinny Kids beat them in Shindig last year?
Yes.
Yes.
That is correct.
They're both finalists in that. So it started off as a rivalry and I think has become nothing but friendly. I think the rivalry is gone.
Okay.
I'd like to think.
Although that'd be kind of fun with some fisticuffs going down on Thursday night.
Some fisticuffs.
Something interesting.
I mean, it's not a party until they're fisticuffs.
Yeah.
That's what I always say.
Yeah.
So.
Either that or it's not a party until either A, you puke, or B, the cops show up.
Oh. Well, I hope neither of those things happen on Thursday.
This is true. I was thinking more like along the lines of a house party.
Okay. Well, we can also have a Discorder house party and we can test if that will work.
Maybe we will in the future.
Maybe we will.
But in the meantime, we're excited to present the Discorder fundraiser and launch party Thursday night. Hope you guys will all be in attendance. $5 before 10, $10 after 10, an amazing lineup, including the two bands you just heard, Zen Mystery Fog, Rec Center, along with Other Jesus and Skinny Kids. And yes, of course, Skinny Kids and Zed Mr. Fogg have that Shindig connection. We're going to talk about Shindig a bit later in the show. But right now, we want to give a couple shout-outs to some other shows that are happening in and around town. Now, Liz, this band who we're about to play, I know you said you've got their album and you've been listening to it nonstop.
Always, yes.
You're always listening to it?
I always. I am always listening to the Always album by Always.
Now, is it Always or is it Always?
I was told when I first became acquainted with the band that it is pronounced Always. That's the idea. The two V's like make a W.
Mm.
But I like to call them all the V's.
All of it.
It's like churches, right? But I still always call them Chiverches.
Chiverches, so. Yeah.
Chiverches. Mm-hmm.
Well, because churches is kind of pretty normal and average. Same with the word always. We are always using the term always in everyday language.
This is true.
It's always popping up here and there. So Olivaes, it kind of, I don't know, it rolls off the tongue when I start. I kind of want to call them Olivaes.
I mean, you know what? I'm sure they wouldn't put up a big fight if you did call them Olivaes. And maybe you'll meet them one day and they'll tell you that you actually were getting it right all along.
Maybe I'll meet them tomorrow night when they play the Biltmore.
Maybe. Yes, they're going to be playing Biltmore.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
Just a quick little backstory on Olivaes. The front woman of the band, Molly Rankin, is actually the daughter of John Morris Rankin of the Rankin family of classic Canadiana fame.
I did not know that.
Ah, you learn something every day, whether you're listening to Discord or whether you're helping produce Discord. the Rankin family has been a staple in sort of Canadian folk music going back to the 80s, late 80s, from Prince Edward Island, actually. So that's where...
Cape Breton.
Oh, I stand corrected. Again,
Inverness you learn... County, Cape Breton, Mabu.
Oh, okay. Cape Breton, out there.
Where? I heard an interesting segment of, I forget what show it was on CBC, but they had like, it was all about how all of this music comes from this one county of Cape Breton. Like all of these fiddlers and like Buddy McMaster and the Rankin family. I guess the Rankin, yeah, they own a pub now in Mabu, two of the sisters.
Ah.
And yeah, it's like this one teeny county in Inverness County on Cape Breton in Nova Scotia. And it's like,
I knew it was an island.
Yeah, like Asher McIsaac and just loads and loads of people all from this one area.
No disrespect to our Maritimer fan listeners out there. I apologize for mixing up the two islands. I think PEI and Cape Breton are about the same size and probably about the same population, but one is its own province. But one is a real special, special place, Cape Breton Island, because it is home to John Morris Rankin, the Rankin family, and apparently the birthplace of Molly Rankin, who now fronts Olivaes. So without further ado, why don't we give a little spin to a track here. This is off their EP, which was just released this past summer. It's called Next of Kin. Olivaes, or Always, whatever you like. on Discorder Radio, CITR 101.9.
Discorder Magazine has been supporting local music for over 30 years. Thanks to the long-term support of the Rickshaw Theater, Discorder lives. Your favorite bands are playing at the Rickshaw Theater. Check out their calendar just behind the cover of Discorder Magazine or at rickshawtheater.com.
This Friday, December 5th, the Barr Brothers play at the Fox Cabaret. Check out their new album, Sleeping Operator, on Secret City Records. To find out more about this event and others, check out mrgconcerts.com.
Left in my heart, I slept, you left in my heart, I wanted it.
Discorder Radio, CITR 101.9. That was Lié with Casual Embrace. Prior to that, we heard Alves, Next of Kin. Two very different styles, but both catchy in their own rights. And you can catch Alves tomorrow night at the Biltmore. And Lié, you can catch a glimpse of what they're all about in, I guess, technically last month's copy of Discorder magazine. There was a nice little feature written on them. Liz, why don't you, for those that didn't get a chance to pick up the magazine, give us a little more in-depth information about Lié.
I would love to. Lié, actually, you got the pronunciation right. Never mind. I don't know why I thought it was harder to do than that. Lié, they're Vancouver-based three-piece kind of dark punk, as you just heard. They are an interesting band. A lot of their lyrics are kind of like ironic commentary on intense social issues. Which is nice. They recently toured the West Coast and actually across Europe, and their first LP just came out yesterday. It's called Consent, and you can get it digitally on Bandcamp or order the vinyl on their Bandcamp page as well. And yeah, they're doing a tour of the American South this month, so you won't be able to catch them here, unfortunately, until they get back, hopefully soon. But yeah, check out their album if you liked what you heard. Brand new, their first one. That is all that I have to say about Lié.
Well, that was good stuff. There you go.
Thanks.
It's a nice little segment you do there. It's kind of, you condense the features for us. You know, not everybody gets a chance to pick up Discorder. We do have a circulation of 10,000. We're available at lots of places in Vancouver, but in case you didn't get a chance to pick it up, there you go. Get a chance to hear about what's happening in the magazine each month. And that was kind of how this show was born. And once again, a reminder that our Discorder fundraiser and Jansember launch party. By the way, we're all wearing these very funky buttons. Thank you very much to Anna, the advertising coordinator of Discorder, for popping these buttons on us right before the show started. We're feeling a lot more Discordarian-like, feeling the Discorder love.
Oh, yeah.
We're all pumped for the show. It's going to be a great night Thursday. Make sure you come on out for it. Once again, it's all happening at the Hindenburg, Other Jesus, Skinny Kids, Zen Mystery Fog, Rec Center, a couple of those bands you heard earlier in the show, and also Pop Drones doing a DJ set. It all happens, starts at 9 o'clock on Thursday night at the Hindenburg. Good times to be had for sure. And it's going to be the launch of our Jansember issue. And that, by the way, just to, again, quickly to soak up these final moments of our November issue, great job there in the little Lié feature there, Liz. And we're going to have one last shout out to the November issue. And we have a little section of the magazine where it's called Under Review. We review some of the albums that have been released in the past month. One of those albums was the self-title off of local favorites Dead Soft. So we're going to play a track of that one right now. This one is called Phase. It's Dead Soft and the Kingfisher Blues label. And you're listening to Discorder Radio, CITR 101.9. Davidson of Skim Milk, congratulations. We'll see you in the semifinals.
Thank you.
This is Blood, Sweat, and Tears from Skim Milk, the number 5 winner of Shindig on Discord Radio, CITR 101.9. Discord Radio, CITR 101.9, something a little different. We haven't played that kind of music in a while. A lovely eclectic mix there from Skim Milk. That track was called Blood, Sweat, and Tears. It sounded like a different word for each phase of that song. And that was Sam Davidson of Skim Milk bringing back the sexy on the clarinet, winning Shindig week number 5 a couple weeks ago. We didn't get a chance to chat with him 2 weeks ago, so we made up for it by chatting with them tonight. We are going to, hot off the press, we've just been handed the brand new Jan-Sember issue.
It's just across my
literally, just this moment. Wow, here. Oh, wow. So the new magazine smell. Wow, amazing. Awesome. We're going to look
guys,
this.
Focus.
Yes, yes. Oh, beautiful. Looking good. Thank you very much, Anna. And JC and everybody else who put some hard work into getting this together. And we're going to be, of course, doing the launch party 2 nights time at the Hindenburg. Tonight at the Hindenburg is Shindig, the same place where Sam Davidson and Skim Milk wowed the crowd, wowed the judges 2 weeks ago. Tonight we've got 3 new bands going to be trying their hand at week number 7. And Liz, tell us about who we got expecting tonight.
Yes, tonight we have Glad Rags, Stanley Park, and Tarantula Head.
Oh yeah, we're getting a little sample of each of these. This is Glad Rags.
Glad Rags, my mind. Yeah, so Glad Rags is a kind of, they're a 4-piece pop sci punk band. They kind of sound a little Riot Girl to me. They're fun. Sound like a good time. Also, Pale Red, who was our first week winners. If you go on the Discord or website, there's a little interview with all of the winners from each week, and one of the bands they said would be in like their ultimate Vancouver band lineup collaboration concert thing was Glad Rags. So if you're a Pale Red fan, come out and listen to some Glad Rags tonight.
Wouldn't that be something if Pale Red and Glad Rags both make it into the vinyls?
And we could have like a fantastic collaboration Shindig party. Yes.
Extravaganza.
Let's add a couple more words to that. Absolutely. Then we have Stanley Park, which I tried to get some more information on, and they seem to be quite a mysterious.
Got to be one of the hardest bands to Google, I would think.
Yeah, yes, this is true, because Googling Stanley Park Vancouver band will just come up with concerts in Stanley Park or Stanley Park Vancouver.
The band
anything.
Show, maybe, yeah.
Yeah, no, nothing. So, but. Yeah, this is a little bit of their sound, but some of the other songs on there didn't sound like this, and it's maybe 2 people, maybe not 2 people. There's so little information, but there's a mystery around them. So, you know, come tonight and check it out, and maybe you can solve the mystery. And then we have Tarantula Head, which is a three-piece metal band of which CJ was a fan. He was enjoying the sound of them.
Can I just say that I love that band name? That's one of the most amazing band names I've heard in a while, especially if they play metal.
And why is that, Matt? Are you a fan of Tarantulas?
Well, what it makes me think of, believe it or not, is do you remember that old web like cartoon Flash series, Homestar Runner?
Yes.
There's one of the fictional, one of many fictional bands on that website is a heavy metal band called Tarantula, spelled with a CH.
Mm.
So that just makes me think of Tarantula from Homestar Runner.
I wonder if it's a reference.
Tarantula Head is even more metal than just Tarantula.
Wow.
So I like it.
Well, you have to come tonight and check it out and ask them after the show.
I might have to.
Okay. And that's one of the things about Shindigs is the bands are incredibly accessible. You know, I know like you might think that these guys are on stage and doing their thing, but they're hanging out with the crowd after the show. It's a good time. Check it out tonight at the Hindenburg. okay, there you go. Tarantula Head, Stanley Park, and Glad Rags happening tonight at the Hindenburg. Last week's winner was a band called The Poles. Unfortunately, none of us were there, but we heard great things about them, and we're going to let you hear from them right now. This is a track called Pest from last week's winner, The Poles, on Discord Radio on CITR 101.9.
Winter's coming back. He was in his house. Guess what made him mad? He wouldn't come out. And things are looking bad. He's packing all his stuff. Getting out of here. He's had about enough. We're not a pet. We're not even small. It was a day that I loved the most. Met him in my sleep. And I take him home. It was a day that rubbing off of me. Maybe it's not fair to say.
I got a stack of records here, a stack of records there. I got records scattered all over everywhere, but I'm looking.
Discorder Magazine has been supporting independent music for over 30 years, and it keeps on living by joining efforts with local music supporters such as Vinyl Records. You can find a selection of Vinyl Records' featured albums on the back cover of Discorder and can support your favorite local bands and artists by purchasing their records. For more information on their vast selection of new, used, and rare music, go to vinylrecords.ca.
LiveBand.com is Vancouver's community-driven concert calendar. New shows are added daily by the city's most active promoters, musicians, and by the driving force of the music scene, the fans. LiveBand.com's listings are different because they are integrated with profiles updated by bands and business owners as they promote upcoming events. Check out the archives to see how closely we've worked within the community to put on the shows you love. Visit LiveMusicVancouver.com for the latest independent and major label event listings. LiveBand.com, Vancouver's community-driven concert calendar.
We're back in Discorder Radio on CITR 101.9, and during the break, we've been enjoying the brand new Jan-Sember issue, hot off the press, reeking of that classic new magazine smell. Just perusing through the leafing through the pages here. It's already got a very shindig centric focus, I suppose you could say. By the way, before the break, we heard Polls with Pest. They won week six of Shindig. And it's really nice to see in the latest copy of Discorder, which you're going to be able to pick up on Thursday night when you come to the Hindenburg. You can read about the Hindenburg. There's a nice little review written by Brody Rockstad on page 28, all about this venue, the latest and greatest venue to hit Vancouver and a CITR favorite all of a sudden. There's also a great little recap on the first 5 weeks of Shindig on page 38, written by Elijah Teed. So lots of Shindig information, lots of info on the Hindig and the Shindenburg. Yes. I'm sure that's not the first time that's going to happen. So yeah, lots of excitement happening. Of course, it gets going again tonight, week number 7 at the Hindenburg, 23 West Cordova in Gastown. Something else big was happening this past week. It was Grey Cup Fan Fest. Of course, the Calgary Stampeders won the Grey Cup, beating the Hamilton Tiger Cats. They were robbed, I tell ya. I don't know if you guys saw that last play of the game. It was...
I heard about it. Greatest play that never was.
Yes, exactly. That's what it's called. And I'm actually, my grandfather lives in Hamilton. He's a huge Tie Cats fan. So I was, and I actually got a scalper's ticket for $40. Yeah.
Wow.
And I got a great seat nonetheless. And I was screaming like a schoolgirl who had just received an A+ in her algebra exam. I was so excited when they,
very specific.
Okay. It's a bit of weak reference. And then I found out that it was all for naught because of the penalty flag in the play.
Ouch.
The reason I'm telling this story is because the whole week leading up to the Grey Cup, there was so much amazing live music in the city, and a lot of it was for free. They had stages set up in Jackpool Plaza by the Olympic Flame. They had stages set up in front of Canada Place. They had stages set up right in front of BC Place. And some of the great Vancouver acts to play over the past week for free included Roco Code, The Matinee, The Boom Booms, Humans, The Bell Game, The Oceanographers, lots of amazing music. And here's a little funny story I heard of an inside source. By the way, sorry, did you guys get a chance to go check out any of the music at all, by the way?
No, I didn't. Sorry, man.
No.
Okay.
All you.
All right.
Some of us have studying to do.
Okay. Well, I was trying to engage you guys in the Grey Cup fandom, but apparently it didn't work. But back to the music. Great little story. This is from an inside source. Now, last week we had Gay 90s on the show. They actually played as part of a paid event with Hey Ocean and Family of the Year on the Thursday night. But Gay 90s were actually slated to play the Grey Cup Fan March event on the Sunday afternoon before. What they do is the Fan March, they pass the Grey Cup from fan to fan to fan, and then eventually it goes to the CFL Commissioner Mark Cohen, who carries it into BC Place. Well, apparently, at the last second, the Gay 90s were nixed because of their name. It's all very scandalous. It's like when the Bare Naked Ladies tried to play City Hall in Toronto 20 years ago, got denied and went on to great things. So hopefully that will happen to the Gay 90s. So instead, at the last second, they went with a band that we have known quite well here the past couple of weeks called Derival. So we're going to play. We played you last week, Gay 90s. So we're going to play some Derival this week. And yeah, sorry, guys. They didn't obviously get the reference that it was the 1890s, the gay and happy decade of the 1890s. So instead, we're going to play some Derival. We're going to play this track here, number 3 off their EP, Youth Captured. The track is called Lynn Canyon. You got a story
just
for us.
Just real quick. It's like, even if that isn't the meaning of the word gay, who are they worried about offending?
Yeah. I guess the CFL demographic is...
I guess it's all old white guys that watch the CFL, but like, come on.
Seriously. I agree with you. But hopefully this will catch on, and maybe like it did for the Bare Naked Ladies, will help give their career a bit of a boost. They lose a few hundred bucks, actually a little more than that, according to the source that I heard, but they lose out on a gig, but they'll gain some maybe notoriety because of this. So sorry, Gay 90s. You guys play a great show anyways on a Thursday night, and this is the band that took your place. Derival. That sounded bad. Anyways, everyone's great. Everything's all rosy. And here's a song about Vancouver. It's Lynn Canyon by Derival on Discord Radio.
Lynn Canyon, rock streams and waterfalls. Oh, we've seen it all. Oh, we've seen it all. No planes, trains, or cars, just the sound of my breath in my heart. Suspension bridges force one to face their fears among their fears among the trees. Then canyon rocks. Streams and waterfalls, oh, we've seen it all, oh, we've seen it all.
Parker Bosley.
Daniel Moulton.
It's Bruce Lettingham.
Malcolm, and we're the Gay 90s. You're listening to Discord Radio on CITR. Ooh-wee.
Ooh-wee indeed. Gay 90s. and Arrival suddenly have a bit of a friendly rivalry there. I don't think either band knows about it either. but now they do, now that it's out there. Yeah, there you go. Derival and Gay 90s were both involved in the Grey Cup Festival this past weekend, along with lots of amazing Vancouver musicians. Hopefully we'll see the Grey Cup here again in a few years for some more free live music. But before we end the show, actually, quick mention as well. Derival, of course, was part of the Peak Performance Project. We were there, got a chance to interview the guys a couple weeks ago. They won $75,000 toward the advancement of their career by coming second in the project. And while we were there, we had a chance to not only meet Derival, but a bunch of other bands. Matt, let's bring you into this conversation. You were there as well.
I was. And so, yeah, as we were at Peak Performance doing an interview with the winners, Good for Grapes, before they won, of course, before they were famous.
So hot right now.
So hot right now. Yeah, we were hanging out interviewing them, and I was taking some photos. And a musician came up by the name of Chersey, and I guess she's good friends with them, so she sort of like jumped in the photo, and we're like...
She totally photobombed.
Yeah, we're like, who is this? And so she introduced herself, and I went and I listened to her EP, and I really liked it. So yeah, we're going to play a tune. But I also, she just played, where was it, Media Club on Sunday, and she's also just been announced as the winner of, so 104.3. They've got... contest called Van Cover.
Heard about this.
Yeah, you record a cover. So she was named the winner for December. She did a cover of Walk Like an Egyptian by the Bangles.
Wow.
So you can check that out. But yeah, she does kind of a looping pedal multi-instrumental thing, kind of like someone like Owen Pallett or Hannah Epperson, but a bit more of a varied palette and a bit more poppy. So
a bit more of a varied palette.
Ha, 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 ha.
Nice double reference.
So, yeah, to close the show, we've got a song called I Could Lose It All. This is by Chersey from her EP, Grey Matter, which came out earlier this year.
All right, on Discorder Radio, see you all Thursday at the Discorder fundraiser and launch party at the Hindenburg. And listen to CITR 101.9 FM, Discorder Radio. Coming up next, it's Mike. Flex your head.
Please remember to watch your language.
Look, I can't speak without swearing, and I've only got my grade 10, and I haven't had a cigarette since I've been arrested, and I'm ready to f***ing snap. So I'd like to make a request under the People's Freedom of Choices and Voices Act that I be able to smoke and swear in your courtroom. Because if I can't smoke and swear, I'm f***ed.
The following programming may contain content that some listeners find offensive. If you are sensitive...